You've all eaten lunch because we're going to feel a little bit peculiar up here eating before an audience. In any event, we're pleased to have you all here, and I hope this doesn't represent the last time that we have you on the campus. Well, this is just the first of a number of events, because over the next 18 months or 2 years, we're going to be planning a lot of things for Fairbanks that we hope that we can bounce off you as a sounding board from a standpoint of how the community looks at the campus. So after lunch, why, we'll get on with these. In the meanwhile, we'll have our lunch, and Charlie will then open up the meeting with your North Star Bureau operations.
Ladies and gentlemen, take it easy, please. We have a good reputation for food because we see we have a pretty full attendance of our assembly in the city council. And it was a good idea that I had to have a luncheon meeting.
No such thing as a free lunch.
It's going to cost. Right. We'll begin with a presentation by Dr. Hyatt, and after he is finished, then we can have questions and discussion. Would you please identify yourselves? There are a number of us here who do not know each other, so please identify yourselves and ask your questions to the chair. Thank you.
Charlie, members of the assembly and the council. First, I should like to try to put our program, at least for the next 5 to 10 years, in some kind of perspective so that we can understand the details a little better. We have, as you know, a statewide system for higher education, which includes 8 community colleges, this campus is a 4-year institution, the Anchorage campus is another 4-year institution, and the Juneau, or the Southeastern regional campus, which is more or less a 4-year institution. As I see it, in the next 10 years, we're going to have 2 rather full-fledged 4-year programs, one here in Fairbanks and one in Anchorage. In each of these, we will have, certainly through the baccalaureate level, most all of the commonly accepted programs that lead to a baccalaureate degree, and perhaps a few specialized ones that relate to Alaska in particular. At the graduate level, we shall have to be more selective and determine what programs, these are the high-cost programs now, which ones are best for the Fairbanks area, which ones are best for the Anchorage area. Now, in order to develop not only the 4-year concept, and I should also add the 2-year community college concept, in relation to the graduate programs, we have embarked just actually, this week we'll have the first meeting of our committee that has been established to assist me in developing an academic development plan for this statewide system, which will cover, at least we'll shoot for our coverage, of the next 10 years. But being realistic, I would guess that this plan would probably cover the next 5 years rather precisely with a projected our best projections for the next 5 years after that. Now, this academic development plan will cover all aspects of the statewide system except the actual physical layout of a campus. Normally, that's called a campus plan. We're not going to be involved here in the campus plan per se, but actually, and we're going to plan the teaching program, the research program, the extension or outreach programs. We're going to plan the community college programs as they relate to the communities in which they are located. And we're going to plan as best we can for regional community colleges in the areas where the native populations are rather widely scattered and in no place concentrated enough to have a community college which relates to the immediate village or town. What we shall do in this regard is to develop first a set of purposes for the university. This will be a set of purposes for the existence of the university in Alaska. Secondly, we'll develop a set of purposes for each specific campus, including this one. These purposes will be sub-purposes in a sense. They'll relate to the overall purposes, but these will be more specifically geared to what each campus should best do. With those purposes in mind, then the various units on the campus, now on this campus, we're talking about the teaching colleges, the research institutes, the library, the computer center, so on, will plan their functions in relation to those purposes that we've laid down. This then will give an opportunity to essentially know where they're going program-wise, hopefully over the next 10 years, but as I say, I think we can plan rather definitely for at least 5 years. Now, each of these plans will be involved with how to meet the needs of the state and the particular locations of the campus. And in doing the plan, we will have to develop a good deal of information which we do not now have. For example, we will have to know what the we'll have to analyze rather carefully the changing social structure in this state. And certainly no state has a social structure changing as rapidly and over such a wide area as this particular state. We'll have to determine what the job opportunities are in the various aspects of this developmental process, including the rural populations as well as the urban populations, as well as the impact of such things as pipelines, the vastly increasing construction industry in this state, and other kinds of job opportunities of this sort. This will give us a key then as to how we should develop our academic programs, both our research programs and our teaching programs. Now, let me relate what I've just said here to the Fairbanks area, which is the area you're most concerned about. We're going to have to plan on how to meet the requirements of vocational technical area beyond the high school in this community. This has not been done. In other words, Fairbanks is somewhat deprived over where we have community colleges at the present time. Simply don't have this kind of offering for students, whether they be young or older, beyond the high school. We're also going to have to determine how to meet some of the adult interest groups in this community and how to meet the whole process of upgrading or renewing the skills of many of our adults in the community who either have learned skills that are somewhat obsolescent now or need to upgrade skills that will be in greater demand in this area. These things have not been done. In other words, the university simply has not related to the community in that area. And this is the whole reason for working on the development of the Tananah Community College. In other words, this will provide the vehicle through which we can develop this kind of program. And we will, if the Tananah Community College goes along as we think it will, the chances are good that it will be located in part at least on this campus. And I expect to see this campus alive every night with cars and so on, people from the community up here taking advantage of these kinds of offerings. Let's say you've been deprived up to now. You haven't had these kinds of things. We're also going to try to plan for this area a summer school, which is unique in Alaska. There's no reason why, with a physical plant such as we have here, with a very fine classroom buildings, good library, extensive residential facilities, that we can't fill all these to capacity in the summer. This has not been done, but it can be done, and at the same time, we will bring in 2,000 or 3,000 people from out of state in here for periods as long as 6 weeks, which ought to do something economically for this community. This is a new aspect that has not been touched as yet. Well, these are just some of the things that one can do with proper planning to make full use of our facilities and to relate more specifically to the needs of the community. Now, in the academic program, let's say, of the Tananah Community College, that part of the program which will relate to those students who anticipate going on beyond the Associate of Arts degree, beyond the second year, into the third, fourth year, and possibly even graduate work. This program will possibly replace the first 2 years of our present academic program here. In other words, the trend all over the country is for community colleges to be the usual mode of entrance to higher education. Whether or not this will come off here, I don't know at this moment because we haven't planned it. But if we can plan a good 2-year entry program in the academic area to function alongside the vocational, technical, and the cultural and human interest programs that can be offered in a community college, then we will be able to develop the depth and the quality in our junior, senior, and graduate programs in this campus, which has not been developed to its fullest extent. And the reason for this is that for 50 years or so, this was the only higher education, public higher education campus in Alaska. And as a result, the campus tried to do a great deal for everybody in the state, and as a result, spread itself rather thinly in many areas. I think we can improve those programs that we decide that we can do best here on this campus by providing greater depth in faculty, in equipment, in facilities to attract students not only from all over the state, but even from outside the state. In other words, the development of the Tananah Community College should actually improve the quality of the third, fourth, and graduate years on this campus. We have, in effect, a sort of a model for this already in Anchorage, where the Anchorage Community College, long established, very comprehensive, needs now to put a little more beef in the academic area, and they can function very nicely in funneling students right into the third year of the campus there, the senior campus. Now, to implement this kind of planning program, we're going to need a great deal of information, which this committee we have established will help to get. One, we need population projections for this state, the best we can get. From that, the student population in this state, and this is not so difficult to get a handle on because most of the students that are going to be in higher education over the next 10 years are already in school. So we're not guessing about a lot of these things. All we have to do is figure out what the additional numbers are going to be. This will enable us then to develop population curves for every campus. And on the basis of other kinds of formulae relating the number of students to teachers, and the number of square feet of space required to students and teachers as well, we can project ahead essentially what will be needed. And we can tie cost figures to this. So every year for the next 10 years, we'll come up with the cost of the statewide system and, of course, the cost of each unit in it. Now, this won't be just blue sky operations, because at the same time, we're going to have another group analyzing the state's tax revenues over the next 10 years. And we're going to find out, indeed, whether or not we have the appropriate upward growth in our state tax revenues. We're going to compare what this state is doing now in relation to supporting higher education. What percentage of the tax revenues are being given to higher education? We're going to compare that with a number of peer states. These haven't been selected, but I would guess in the Northwest states, particularly the Rocky Mountain states and so on, would be pretty good examples. They've developed their public education pretty much along the same lines and are involved in more or less the same kind of economic base. Find out what proportion they are providing to their higher educational program. See whether or not we're in the ballpark here. And if we're not in the ballpark, suggest that we get in the ballpark in this respect. So that we should know then about how much it's going to cost for our program for the next year, 10 years, and we should be able to relate that very precisely to what the state can afford to pay each year, up to 10 years from now. So this will be essentially a responsible plan. And I think that if we can do this, we will have a very viable statewide system, which in effect will strengthen every unit in the system. Because after all, the welfare of Fairbanks depends upon what other legislators in the state think about providing to Fairbanks. And if we are doing a good job the state around, then every unit will stand to improve. Now, one of the questions that's come up is, well, will you shift programs from Fairbanks to Anchorage as Anchorage develops and so on? The general answer to that is no. There's no reason for shifting programs. Every full-fledged campus, which this is one, must have certain kinds of programs in order to be a full-fledged program. You have to have the liberal arts, music, philosophy, sociology, you've got to have mathematics, you've got to have a science program. In other words, every campus has got to be pretty full-fledged. Anchorage will also have these programs. And certainly up to the baccalaureate level, there will be duplication. But duplication is not bad if you have the numbers of students available to partake of what you're offering. So I look for essentially two centers two main centers of higher education in this state, each one doing its job in terms of the best it can do in terms of the kinds of natural resources that it has to work with. I would certainly not expect to duplicate things like our expensive research institutes and in Anchorage, and as a matter of fact, I can conceive of no particular programs that we've moved one place or the other. We're both going to develop business administration, for example. This campus can develop business administration as it relates to business generally and possibly to this specific central area of the state. Anchorage can develop business administration, maybe put a little flavor of transportation, the transportation business, perhaps North Rim studies or international business related to our relationships with Japan. And so in other words, each one is going to have to decide what it can do best. And that's the way we'll try to go. And I intend that this particular plan that's developed will be tested many times, not only on campuses, but off campuses. We'll meet with you, we'll meet with the State Chamber of Commerce, we'll meet with the local chambers of commerce, and we'll take it around to all of the areas where we have community colleges, let them have their input in terms of what is being planned for them. We'll also present this to the legislators out of session so that they have some time to think about it in terms of how they view the whole state's higher educational system and even their own district's system. So when we get finished with this, it will not just be the university's plan. I hope this will be the state's plan and particularly the legislators' plan for the development of our educational system. So I look for not only a strengthened program here, but a program which is much more responsive to this community. Now, we've been able to do this in Anchorage. We've been able to do it in Juneau. We're doing it in Sitka and various other places. We can do it here ever so much easier. You have a population base. We don't have to worry about whether we're going to have classes large enough in many of these areas. They'll be here. So that's how I see it, Charlie, over the next few years. And as I say, we're just starting on this process, and we'll hope to be finished about 18 months or 2 years from now.
Thank you, Dr. Hyde. You open to questions now? Right. Parsons?
Yes, thank you very much. I'm sure the Borough Assembly and the City Council and students and other people connected to this university, as well as concerned citizens in this area, thank the Board of Regents.
Louder, please.
Thank the Board of Regents and the administration of the school for coming to this meeting today and explaining some of the goals. Obviously, as we all know, even myself, and I'm certainly not an expert, university financing, and perhaps I'm not fully attuned to what is happening here at the campus, but in the last number of weeks, I've spent some time out here talking with all levels, below the vice president's level, and talking to students as well. So it comes clear to me, and I think that it is equally clear to all the city council and the borough assembly members, that there is a general concern in the interior of Alaska as to the future, the solidarity, the forecastability of the size and status and mission of the University of Alaska here at College. So these things will have to be, in the subsequent part of this meeting, will have to be kind of dissected rather specifically, because I have some specific questions. But perhaps without taking too much time, Mr. Presiding Officer, I don't think we'll quarrel with this. The goal of the university, for example, it should strive to provide scientific, intellectual, artistic, and cultural leadership to the people of the state of Alaska, and to offer them the best quality higher education at the least cost to the taxpayer and the student, and without unnecessary duplication of effort or excessive administration. Now, that seems to be a reasonable goal. I think all of us would agree to that. Well, viewing this goal as an admirable one, we ask that the Board of Regents and the administration of this university revise their plans to expand the Anchorage campus, cease facility construction, and channel all expansionist effort to the University of Alaska campus at Fairbanks. Now, the reason this request is made primarily, although there are quite a few different reasons, but the primary one, because of the general underutilization of facilities on the Fairbanks campus. Underutilization is evidenced by a vacancy, as I understand it, talking to concerned people and observers, of about 15% to 20% of the dormitory space. Classroom, general, or forecastable underutilization. Seems to me that it's the essence of folly to spend eventually, perhaps, 100 or more millions of dollars over the coming years in Anchorage when the full utilization of existing Fairbanks facilities does not obtain. Particularly when we look at such things as the general and administrative cost of the University of Alaska as compared to the Oklahoma standard is some 3.12 times, three times, a little bit more than three times. When we look at the budget for fiscal year 1973 of the fixed plant here, the plant the plant expenditure of $5.25 or $5.25 million as against about $750,000 in Anchorage. When we look at the total volumes of the nine campuses, I think it's nine at the University of Alaska, is some 476,000 volumes, of which 73% are right here. 73% is right here on this campus. So when we view the fixed plant expenditure of more than $5 million here against $750,000 in Anchorage, and as we expand Anchorage, of course, we'd have to beef that up. Then when we look at the inadequate library facilities in Anchorage, and we look at this one with 73%, obviously that would have to be boosted up with all of the attendant administrative and general expenses. It would seem as though, if we view our goal again, as I see it, to offer them, the students, the best quality higher education at the least cost of the taxpayer. So it's generally the view that I hold, and perhaps it's shared by members of the Assembly and the Council, that if any expansionist activities are involved, they should be channeled toward the Fairbanks campus rather than those in Juneau, Sitka, Ketchikan, and particularly Anchorage. That's my opening statement, Mr. President. Thank you.
I don't know whether you'd call it a response, but I would like to make some statements regarding the very points that you brought up. First, I'd like to say that this is probably the first time that a meeting of university people and elected representatives from the community have met in a meeting of this magnitude. And I'm very delighted because I can certainly see that the community really now is concerned about a campus that there has been times in the past that they said, oh, that's a town all by itself out there on the hill. So I'm very happy that this is taking place. I think, to respond to what you said, that there's some history that we should realize has taken place in the Anchorage area. And it's a political history. It's purely and simply a political history. These things have been debated for the 4 years that I've been on the Board of Regents, Bob, in Juneau, as to whether or not it would be more effective to keep one campus and put all your eggs in that basket, or to spread, decentralize, and try to bring education to the people of Alaska in the way that they're doing through decentralization. This was the way they went about it, through decentralization. Now, politically speaking, there has been times in the past when the political atmosphere was so heated in the Anchorage area that there were threats that there would be multiple systems. And if that meant a system for a junior for the community colleges, and a system for private colleges, and a system for a state land endowment or a land grant university such as we have, well, so be it. It was found through studies and through legislative studies, as a matter of fact, through our own studies internally, that it wasn't to the best advantage of this state to have a multiplicity of systems, but to keep instead the system under the aegis of the Board of Regents and the president of the university. So, as a result, we see that the board, to some extent, became politicized, and it became a political issue. So this is really where it stands right now. You're asking really to reverse a political trend, not just a decision that the Board of Regents can make. As a matter of fact, two sessions ago, the legislature actually formed a community college. They took it out of the decision of the Board of Regents. They formed the community college. So you see, it has now become a political decision. And to reverse this thing, to ask what you're suggesting, would be almost politically impossible. We could ask until the cow jumped over the moon, but we're being practical and saying that politically it would be impossible. So perhaps this may explain in response to some of the points that you brought up.
Ms. Carpenter.
I'm glad to have the opportunity to meet with people from the university. Frankly, the last time I was invited to the campus was to see Chris Christopherson and Rita Coolidge. And I'm glad to get together with the Regents and, you know, the Hyatt members of the administration. However, I have the feeling we're meeting with the wrong people, and this is something that Dr. Faith brought out. The ultimate future of the university, I believe, lies with the legislature, and it always has. And though it's nice to get together and to know the feelings of the university personnel and administration, and it's good to have them know how we feel on this matter, the ultimate decisions will be made with the legislature. And if to meet with the university and the elected bodies presents a unified front for the future of the university, then that's fine. But again, I don't expect much to come of meeting at this time as far as the future of the university is concerned in the Fairbanks campus.
Mr. Young.
Bud, I'd like to first correct you, Sarah, that this is not the first of these meetings. I remember meeting once.
Could you speak up, sir?
Before you were on the board, I remember a meeting with the Board of Regents, the whole body of the Board of Regents, a few years ago, rather about 5 or 6 years ago. But it was, we have